Good morning. It's Saturday, April 25th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the Morning News. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The U.S. Justice Department has dropped its criminal probe into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell over alleged cost overruns tied to building renovations. Instead, the matter will be reviewed internally by the Fed's Inspector General. The investigation had become entangled in a broader feud with President Donald Trump, who has repeatedly criticized Powell over interest rate policy. Officials say the Inspector General has stronger authority to review the issue, while prosecutors could reopen the case if needed. With Powell's term ending soon and a successor under consideration, the outcome could shape both monetary policy independence and political influence over the central bank. Another news. The U.S. Department of Justice has expanded federal execution methods to include firing squads, gas asphyxiation, and electrocution. The move comes after President Donald Trump ordered a renewed push for the death penalty upon returning to office. Officials argue the changes ensure executions can proceed even if lethal injection drugs are unavailable, calling them necessary for justice and deterrence. Critics, including Senator Dick Durbin, have condemned the decision as cruel and immoral. The policy marks a significant shift in federal capital punishment and is likely to face legal challenges in the months ahead. Around the world, senior U.S. envoys, including Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, are set to travel to Islamabad for potential talks with Iran, though uncertainty surrounds whether negotiations will actually take place. Iran's foreign minister is already in Pakistan, but officials say no formal meetings are scheduled yet. President Donald Trump has suggested Tehran is making an offer, while mediators see Pakistan as a possible bridge. With ceasefires fragile and tensions high, the next steps could determine whether diplomacy resumes or the conflict deepens further. Another news. A large-scale Russian attack has killed at least 4 people and wounded dozens across Ukraine, with the city of Dnipro among the hardest hit. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said more than 600 drones and dozens of missiles were launched overnight, targeting civilian infrastructure. Authorities report that most incoming threats were intercepted, but significant damage was still inflicted. Regional officials say more victims may be trapped under rubble. Zelensky has urged allies to strengthen Ukraine's air defenses, warning that such attacks highlight the urgent need for international support as the war grinds on. Another news. President Emmanuel Macron says he plans to step away from politics after his term ends next year, signaling the beginning of a new political chapter. Speaking during a visit abroad, Macron acknowledged the challenge of balancing his legacy with unmet goals. Analysts say the 2027 race is already underway, with potential successors positioning themselves. While Macron insists he will leave party politics, observers believe he may still play a role on the global stage. For now, attention is turning to who will shape France's next era and how Macron's presidency will ultimately be remembered. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.